irregardless is a word, except we currently don't really use it. Now, in the 19th century, it was used quite often. Fast forward to now, and we don't use really irregardless. Or people that use it then are viewed as if they're uneducated, they don't know anything, you know.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves.
Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
Every day, in every way, Scrooge is getting worse.
Hey, what's going on, Facebook? Guess who's back? Yes, I didn't go anywhere. I was just doing some things. That's it. And, you know, I was supposed to be on the trolley tonight, but what happened was, Mark decided he was going to take the night off. So, I am co-hosting this show with him. He'll be here at some point, I'm sure, causing mischief, as he always does. But he wanted me to do this. And because he pays cash, I decided to do it. So, let me see. We've got some people looking at me. Oh, stalkers. You weirdos. That's it. Actually, no. I'm going to give up the word weirdo. That's one of my New Year's resolution. I'm going to call you wooden spoons, because that's actually a term from the 1840s to describe you dimwits. Now, you might be saying, you know, Ebenezer, every time you come on this show, and every time I see you, you've got kind of an attitude. Yeah, I do. I've kind of got a big, what do the kids call it? Salty? A little bit of a tood? Yes, I do. But I will tell you this. This year has been very different. Things have happened. I've been on the trolley, and I've been visited by ghosts. They seem to visit me like once a year to check up on me. I don't know why, but they do. And this year, for some strange reason, their lessons have taken root. So I'm not the mean old Ebenezer Scrooge that you all know and love. The visits have finally taken their toll. I can't fight it anymore. I told the spirits that I would keep Christmas in my heart, and I will try to keep it. I would try to honor it the whole year. And just so you know, now hold on, where is it? Over here, look, see? I even made a little postcard. See? It says, I will try. Dickens gave me a loophole. Ha! What do you think about them apples? So I might be able to get out on a technicality. If you really think about it, that's pretty much what it is. I know you're going to see a little bit of a smile on my face. And I will tell you that the Christmas trolley has been running. We're almost done. We have 3 more shows tomorrow and 3 more shows on Friday, and then that's it. And then that's it until next year. So you have to get your tickets early again. And I will tell you this. I have had some good experiences. And I know you're like, oh, this isn't what I came here for. I wanted him rant and rave. But there's plenty to do. Oh, where did I put all that? Oh, I put some things around. See, because what happened is, as I infiltrated the Mark's computer. Where is it all? I don't know where I put it all. Where did he put it? There they are. Oh, I found them. All right. Since he put them on the desktop, I will find them. But let me get into some of this stuff. So, yes. So the Christmas Carol on the Salem Trolley is winding down. So that's going to be all done by Friday. And I have learned the lessons. I've had some life-altering changes. No, not like I'm going through that section of life where I just, you know, I have to pee all the time. It's not like that. It's a different kind of thing. I have took the lessons and I've had some good experiences. And believe it or not, when you open yourself up to things like this, you see much more than you think you did, because I was very closed and I didn't see things. But now I see a lot of things. I see a lot of joy and happiness. Then the simple things. Things like it snowed. And you would think, oh, it's fine, snow. But a little bit of snow came down and it warmed my heart. Look, I'm not going to get all emotional. It's not that kind of show. So let's just get into it. Okay. So he wanted me to go through some things. So let me tell you about what's been going on with me, Ebenezer Scrooge, in the Happening Now monologue, my version.
It is enough for a man to understand his own business without interfering with other people's. Mine occupies me constantly.
And as I was saying, the changes that the ghosts have shown me have really taken root. And to quote Rocky Balboa, if I can change, you can change, we can all change.
If I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
So, but yes, I have done some changes. And like I said, the trolley is wrapping up soon. And then it's going to be New Year's. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But I also wanted to talk about some things that he's got coming up. Mark Scalia, he has got the 2023 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival is happening in January. Yes, he has actually, to be honest with you, I've helped him. I've helped him with this. Usually I just fund it and then he pays me triple interest. But with everything going on with inflation and the interest rates going up, I said, you know, I'm starting to feel better about things in general. So I just flipped the bill. So it's not a gift. It's just lower interest rate. Don't get me wrong. I'm changing. I'm just not fully changing. But this year, January 26th through 28th, Mark has lined up 15 of the country's funniest comedians. Comedians? The funniest comedians. And he got over 200 submissions, and he sat through every single one, and he whittled it down to about 50. And he had problems with his venues, but he's going to be at these three amazing venues: Notch Brewery, Far From the Tree, and, of course, Deacon Giles, returning back to Deacon Giles. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to go, go to SalemComedyFestival.com and you go all the way down to the tickets. You click the tickets and you can buy a ticket. Tickets are already on sale now and they're doing pretty well, considering it's the week of Christmas. It's actually really good. He's got a lot of, it's only 40 seats on each show. So you got to get to it, folks, because otherwise you're going to miss out. And people always, always text him and call him, oh, you got to let me in. And he's such a baby. He lets everybody in. I mean, he's a sweetheart, but, you know, what are you going to do? So, yes, that's going to be a lot of fun coming up in January. And if you haven't been to these venues, this is a great opportunity to not only see some amazing comedy, and the tickets are only $15. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And you can have some beer, some cider, and some spirits. And take it from someone who knows about spirits. You want to do this. That's kind of the way it works. All right. So let's... All right. That's enough of that. Okay. So that's what's going on with his festival. What else has he told me to go over? He's booking a lot of stuff in the new year. But, oh, I know what I have to do. It's keep pushing the wrong buttons here. Oh, let's talk about this day in history. It's very interesting.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So he's been doing this segment for a while now, and today is a very interesting day. A lot of things. Music, history, some bad things. No, here's the thing. Usually, I would be going through this, my old version of myself. I'd go through this and I'd find the worst things about humanity and I would laugh about it. But these are actually kind of uplifting. Here, I bet you didn't know this. On this day in 1582, Pope Gregory the VIII adopted the Gregorian calendar. 1891, the first game of basketball was played on rules by James Naismith by 18 students in Springfield, Massachusetts. So basketball was invented on this very day. The first game was ever played today. See? Fun stuff. 1898, scientists Pierre and Marie Curie discovered radium. Ooh. On this day, because Karen is a big crossword, she likes crossword puzzles. I'm not a big crossword puzzle. I like word finds because they're easier. And if I don't like it, I can rip the page out. This day, 1913, the first crossword puzzle was introduced and printed, 32 clues, in New York World. 1914, the first feature-length silent film comedy, Tilly's Punctured Romance, starring Marie Dressler, you don't know who she is, Mabel Normand, you don't know who she is, but Charlie Chaplin was also in that movie. 1919, J. Edgar Hoover deports Emma Goldman to Russia. Now, you may say, why would you say that? Well, she was deported to Russia, but we traded her for Brittany Griner. Some of these jokes are timed. On this date in 1925, the battleship Potemkin, a Soviet silent film, was directed by Sergei Eselstein, starring Antonov, Vladimir Breskev, and it premiered in Moscow. 1933, Fox Films signed Shirley Temple, she was only 5 years old, to a studio contract. Child labor laws, wonderful. I'm not completely changed. Some of these are for me. 1934, French film Zuzu premiered in Paris, starring Josephine Baker. Now, you might say, what's so important about this? Josephine Baker was the first black woman to star in a major motion picture. That's big news. Also, on this day, speaking of films, 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first full-length animated feature film, and the earliest in the Walt Disney animated classic series, premiered at the Cathay Circle Theater in Los Angeles. All about the films, all about the films. On this date in 1991, the Soviet Union formally dissolves 11 of 12 republics, and they sign the treaty forming the Commonwealth of Independent States. This is fun. 1993, The Sign. You know The Sign? I don't know if you remember that song. It was released in the United States by Ace of Base. What are they doing now? Would you like fries with that? That's what they're doing now. It was the Billboard Song of the Year in 1994. Also on this day in 2012, Gangnam Style by Psy became the first video to reach 1 billion views on the YouTube. Just YouTube, not the YouTube. I don't know why I put that in there. And on this day, and speaking of YouTube, on this day in 2020, Hawaiian vocalist Israel, I can't even say his last name. He's the Hawaiian guy. His official music video where he redid Over the Rainbow reaches 1 billion views on YouTube. So there you go. On this day in 2020, the U.S. begins vaccinating for COVID-19 using the Moderna vaccine, which was really good because I know a bunch of people who bought stock in Moderna and then they sold it almost immediately. They made up and they left, let it go. All right, what else we got? Oh, today's famous birthdays. Oh, listen to this. Stephen Yen. I think it's Yen. You pronounce it Yen? I don't know if you know him, but if you watch The Walking Dead, you do. That's Glenn. He was born today in 1983. Coincidentally, Tom Payne, you don't may know who he is, but if you also watch The Walking Dead, he plays Jesus. Well, not that Jesus character. He's only a year younger, 1982. Jane Fonda's birthday is today. She was born in 1937. Emmanuel Macron, he's the president of France. Oh, he was. 1977 he was born. Ray Romano, today's his birthday, 1957. Kiefer Sutherland, 1966, today's his birthday. Also, Frank Zappa. Unfortunately, Frank passed away in 1993. He was 52, but today's his birthday. And of course, Samuel Jackson, today is his birthday, 1958. So where do we go from here? Let's see. I do want to tell you this, folks. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. Because there's only a few days left in the trolley, and I am feeling much better. And the lessons of the ghosts and the spirits have really changed me, and for the better, I would say. When we come back, you won't see me anymore, because I'm going to go. And I'm going to pass it off to Mark, and then he's going to say some things before he goes. But I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. What are the other ones? Winter Solstice. Today's the solstice. Today's a solstice, right? Yes, today is. I believe today's a solstice. Shortest day of the year, because the days start getting longer, which is going to be good. But do your best to try to be good. I'm trying to be good. It's difficult. I know it's difficult. There's so many things. There's Facebook. That's Facebook for one. There's a lot of crazy yahoos on Facebook. Things can get in your skin, and it is difficult, especially this time of year. We tend to forgive things, but then, you know, January, February comes, and people tend to revert, but I'm doing my best to keep Christmas in my heart. And I hope you will as well. So again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that. Happy New Year. And let's take our first break. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
We've all heard the biblical origins of Christmas, but societies have been celebrating light and birth in the darkest days of winter centuries before Jesus walked the earth. In the Norse country, this winter celebration was known as Yule. Around December 21st, the winter solstice, fathers and sons dragged evergreens indoors as reminders of life and set logs on fire as a promise of good fortune.
Don't get sentimental now, Dad. Save it till we get out of here. The fall's on fire. See? And the chaff.
Ancient Rome had its own December festivals. 1 week before the winter solstice, Romans began celebrating Saturnalia, an orgy of food and drink.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
By the first century AD, pagan traditions were being challenged as Christianity took hold throughout the empire.
You dare challenge Megamind!
The church knew it could not outlaw the pagan traditions of Christmas, so it came to accept them. The evergreens traditionally brought indoors were decorated with apples, symbolizing the Garden of Eden.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
The story of Santa Claus also begins in the 4th century with the death of Nicholas, a beloved Turkish bishop. The anniversary of his death became known as St. Nicholas Day. On December 6th, good children woke to gifts from the kindly saint. Bad children sulked away with nothing.
You get nothing. You lose.
Good day, sir!
Like St. Nicholas, Santa Claus spread good cheer and gave gifts to children. Less clear was exactly what this Santa Claus looked like. Then in 1863, Thomas Nast, a cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, settled the matter once and for all with his version of the Christmas Saint. Nast's Santa was rotund and jolly, with a full white beard and a sack full of toys. An American icon was born.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
In New York City's Times Square, 500,000 jubilant people stand in the winter cold.
Buckets cold!
With eager anticipation, they await the countdown to midnight and the arrival of a new year.
Merry New Year!
In 46 BC, Julius Caesar invited an Egyptian astronomer to help recalculate the Roman year, making it solar, not lunar. The new system of measurement became known as the Julian calendar.
It's me, King Julian! Which of you is attracted to me?
Pope Gregory XIII corrected the Julian calendar in 1582 by eliminating 10 days from the year to keep it in sync with the seasons.
10 Days in a Madhouse by Nellie Bly.
Yet today, many cultures still look to their ancient calendars to set the dates for their traditional and unique New Year celebrations. The Chinese have symbolic feasts and colorful festivals. The Jews, a solemn day of prayer. Hindus light up the night in a festival called Diwali. Americans usher in the new year with Auld Lang Syne, an old Scottish ballad with lyrics that few seem to know.
This text, and I'm kind of filling up, just going, oh, he's really had a good time, and it just goes, shite.
The song was popularized by a bandleader at a 1929 New Year's Eve party in New York. The celebration of the New Year stems from a universal time and place, when years were measured not by calendars, watches, and clocks, but by never-ending cycles of the sun and the moon.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Ebenezer Scrooge, he actually gave me a great big hug on the way out. It's a little weird. It's weird that he's that friendly now. It's strange. I mean, it's nice, but you know, it's going to take a little time to get used to. So he didn't get a chance to do this, but I would like to do this. I went through some tweets that are really funny, and of course they're just audio, so it's funny. Did you know that if you cut off the heads of the angels, you know, if you're making cookies, you know, the molds, all you got to do is take the heads off the angels and they all look like baby Yodas. Did you know that? Here's a tweet.
This was probably a couple of years ago. Nothing like opening Christmas gifts to remind you that people who are closest to you in the world know absolutely nothing about you. It's sad because that's my whole family. Another one. A Christmas Carol is a heartwarming tale of how rich people must be supernaturally terrorized into sharing. This was one of my favorites. Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. He sneaks around a tower at night avoiding Alan Rickman. It's a Harry Potter movie. Oh, this is funny. Flicks a cigarette after a long drag, so it would be like this. Here's the thing. If Santa knows when kids are naughty or nice, then he knew Rudolph was being bullied. All right, another one. Just so we're clear, the Grinch never really hated Christmas. He hated people, which is fair. Then Ebenezer might have liked that one. This one's funny. Her, I really can't stay. Me, an introvert. Oh, that's too bad. I don't want a lot for Christmas. You know the song, Mariah Carey? I don't want a lot for Christmas. Later in the song, she says, all I want for Christmas is you. Exactly what does that do for my self-esteem, Mariah? To the people who put antlers and a nose on their car for Christmas, you can't trick me. I know it's a car. That's a good tweet. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Sounds pretty condescending. And I always knew that. This one's a lot of funny, and this was at pretty much the height of everything. Somebody just wished me happy holidays, and I was so offended. How dare someone assume I ever want to be happy? So those are some Christmas tweets. So before I get going, I know that Scrooge mentioned the comedy festival, the Christmas trolley's wrapping up. I want to wish Ebenezer Scrooge a Merry Christmas. I want to wish everybody who's listening a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We will be back. Before I go into all that, what's going on with me for the rest of the month? Well, 22nd and 23rd, which is Thursday and Friday, which is tomorrow, Friday. Salem Trolley, A Christmas Carol. Last two shows. The last two nights, and we're doing three shows each night, and they're probably sold out. But definitely try to do something like that next year. We'd love to get you on, folks. New Year's Eve. I am doubled up. I'm very excited. I'm going to be in New Hampshire. I'm going to be at Chunky's Cinema in Manchester. I'm going to open that show, doing about 20 minutes. And then I'm going to drive to the Chunky's in Pelham, New Hampshire, and do a 45-minute set and close that out. And that's going to be my New Year's Eve. And because we're not going to be back on air for a little bit, January 4th, I will be at Smuggler's Notch. I'm going to try to do a show from Smuggler's Notch. I've tried it in the past, and it didn't work out because I had glitches and blah, blah, blah. But hopefully, I think we might be able to do it. And that actually, and then that following Friday, the 7th, I will be at Headliners Comedy Club in Manchester, New Hampshire. That's what my next couple weeks look like. So I will be back on January 11th. I will have a guest comedian, Billy Wing. He's going to be one of the comics in the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. Go to markscalia.com. Check out my calendar to be a sponsor. Leave a question or comment. Email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com, or call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.